Hello folks, this is Tony for AMinuteToMidnight.com. If you haven't already done so, please make sure you subscribe to us by going to our website, going down the right hand side of the website and entering your email address where it says subscribe to blog. Then you'll get notified of all of our shows and videos. For those of us that have been following Bible prophecy for years, these events that are occurring in the world in so many areas right now are very strong indicators that we are in the end days, or towards the end of the end of the end days, perhaps even. And if you follow Bible prophecy, and particularly like the book of Revelation and Revelation chapter 13, and then apply the lens of what is going on in Matthew chapter 24 and Luke 21 and so on, you should see that events are ramping up and that we are approaching the return of Jesus Christ, and that I can't say exactly how far away that is, but you should sense it. If you don't, then I think you need to wake up and start reading those prophecies in the Bible, and maybe start with Matthew 24 and Luke 21. Read the book of Revelation chapter 13, and then look at what we're seeing today and apply that, the lens of that, and ask yourself, does this look like a beast system is arising? Does this look like people are being coerced into a system from which they will not be able to buy, sell or trade without being in it? So with that in mind, I just want to start off by playing some sections of Joe Biden's mandate speech a few days ago.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. I want to talk to you about where we are in the battle against COVID-19, the progress we've made, and the work we have left to do. And it starts with understanding this. Even as the Delta variant COVID-19 has been hitting this country hard, we have the tools to combat the virus. If we can come together as a country and use those tools, if we raise our vaccination rate, protect ourselves and others with masking, expanded testing, and identify people who are infected, we can and we will turn the tide on COVID-19. It'll take a lot of hard work. It's going to take some time. Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated, even though the vaccine is safe, effective, and free. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and it's caused by the fact that despite America having unprecedented and successful vaccination program, despite the fact that for almost 5 months, free vaccines have been available in 80,000 different locations, we still have nearly 80 million Americans who have failed to get the shot. And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine the fight against COVID-19. Instead of encouraging people to get vaccinated and mask up, they're ordering mobile morgues for the unvaccinated dying from COVID in their communities. This is totally unacceptable. Third, if you wonder how all this adds up, here's the math. The vast majority of Americans are doing the right thing. Nearly three-quarters of the eligible have gotten at least one shot, but one-quarter has not gotten any. That's nearly 80 million Americans not vaccinated. And a country as large as ours, that's 25% minority. That 25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are. The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, are overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units, leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or pancreatitis or cancer. And fourth, I want to emphasize that the vaccines provide very strong protection from severe illness from COVID-19. And a distinct minority of Americans, supported by a distinct minority of elected officials, are keeping us from turning the corner. These pandemic politics, as I refer to, are making people sick, causing unvaccinated people to die. We cannot allow these actions to stand in the way of protecting the large majority of Americans who have done their part and want to get back to life as normal. As your president, I'm announcing tonight a new plan to require more Americans to be vaccinated to combat those blocking public health. My plan also increases testing, protects our economy, and will make our kids safer in schools. It consists of six broad areas of action that the months ahead we can reduce the number of unvaccinated Americans, decrease hospitalizations and deaths, and allow our children to go to school safely and keep our economy strong by keeping businesses open. First, we must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements. This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. The bottom line, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers. We're going to reduce the spread of COVID-19 by increasing the share of the workforce that is vaccinated in businesses all across America. My plan will extend the vaccination requirements that I previously issued in the healthcare field. Already, I've announced, we'll be requiring vaccinations at all nursing home workers who treat patients on Medicare and Medicaid because I have that federal authority. Tonight, I'm using that same authority to expand that to cover those who work in hospitals, home health care facilities, or other medical facilities, a total of 17 million health care workers. I will sign an executive order that will now require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated, all. And I've signed another executive order that will require federal contractors to do the same. If you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated. If you want to do business with the federal government, vaccinate your workforce. And to the nation's family physicians, pediatricians, GPs, general practitioners, you're the most trusted medical voice to your patients. You may be the one person who can get someone to change their mind about being vaccinated. Tonight, I'm asking each of you to reach out to your unvaccinated patients over the next 2 weeks and make a personal appeal to them to get the shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. Second piece of my plan is continuing to protect the vaccinated. For the vast majority of you who've gotten vaccinated, I understand your anger at those who haven't gotten vaccinated.
Now, there was much more to the speech than that, but what I saw was classic manipulation tactics, and I felt like I was actually watching a demon presenting that, actually, not a human being when I was watching it. But a classic manipulation tactics where he goes from coercion and forceful language to then appealing to people to do it. Absolute classic manipulation. At another point in the speech, which I haven't included here, Biden warned that if Republican governors who have opposed vaccine and mask mandates won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my powers as president to get them out of the way. That sounds like totalitarian dictatorship talk to me. A top White House advisor, Cedric Richmond, the director of the White House Office of Public Engagement, said this, "And so we are to do everything we can to make sure adults do it. And those governors that stand in the way, I think it was very clear from the president's tone today that he will run over them." If you are an American and you think you live in a country where freedom rules and that you have democracy, you'd better think again after hearing what Biden said and the tone behind it. Freedom is all but dead in America, but of course it's not just America. I want to show you that it's dying or dead in many other places as well, which I can't show you all of them, but I just want to give you some examples here. Let's briefly look at Australia.
From a situation where to protect the health system, we've got everybody locked down, we're going to move to a situation where to protect the health system, we're going to lock out people who are not vaccinated and can be. If you're making the choice not to get vaccinated, then you're making the wrong choice. You're making the wrong choice. And for safety's sake, and for the back to that point about how much work our nurses have to do, as this becomes absolutely a pandemic of the unvaccinated and we open everything up, it's not going to be safe for people who are not vaccinated to be roaming around the place spreading the virus. That's what they'll be doing. So there's every reason to get vaccinated. And there are appointments available, and there'll be even more appointments available throughout September, October, November. Let's get to those thresholds as fast as we possibly can. But yes, there's going to be a vaccinated economy, and you get to participate that. You get to participate in that if you are vaccinated. Now, that's not right now, because of course there's many more people who want to get vaccinated than we actually can get through the system. But we're going to get to a point where everybody who can get vaccinated will have been offered the chance to do so. And we are not going to have a situation, well, at least not in Victoria, where we lock the whole place down to protect people who won't protect themselves.
So that's Dan Andrews, the Premier of Victoria, Australia. Now, we know that the vaccinated can get COVID-19. We know that they can spread COVID-19. We know that they can die from COVID-19 or get very sick. The numbers are showing that. We also know that they can have severe adverse reactions to the vaccine itself. Maybe die from the vaccine even. But why, if the vaccine works, are the vaccinated so scared of the unvaccinated? Surely if the vaccine works, then they are protected, right? And they should not be afraid of those who choose not to be vaccinated, but that's not the case. And because the reason is, this is all about control. It's not really about protecting people from a virus. It is about control. Let's have a look at some other parts of Australia.
We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the new world order.
This is a world pandemic. It's a 1 in 100 year event. So you can expect that we will have transmission from time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order.
Now, the fact checkers and debunkers can say what they like, but when the New South Wales Minister for Health and Research, Brad Hazzard, uses the word new world order, and when Dr. Kerry Chant, the New South Wales State's Chief Health Officer, also uses the term new world order, it is not just a Freudian slip, an accident, a coincidence.
Australia is currently in the midst of its worst outbreak yet, with more than half the population locked down. Last month, the country set a goal of having 80% of adults fully vaccinated before reopening its international borders. Only around 30% of Australians are fully vaccinated so far, though forecasts say the country could hit their goal by the end of the year as more imported doses arrive.
And here in New Zealand, the deadly Delta variant has brought 955 cases to New Zealand in the last few weeks and a total of one person dead, a 90-something-year-old person with underlying health conditions who was already on death door. But this deadly pandemic has caused Auckland to be locked down now for 5 weeks, one of the strictest lockdowns in the world, while the rest of the country, we're not in a strict lockdown like that. But Auckland has another week of it. And quite frankly, how long are they going to keep this going? What does New Zealand have as an answer? Just like everywhere else, the pushing of the vaccine seems to be the only answer, and more masks. And no matter how Jacinda Ardern tries to put on a fakely compassionate air about her, there is no end in sight to these measures, really. And take a look, 33 new cases in Auckland, another Masonic number. 33 showing up there, as it so often does.
Every extra person who gets vaccinated this week will make a difference in keeping people safe. Even partially vaccinated people make a difference.
And by the way, we already know that it's not going to stop with just two vaccine shots. The booster shots will keep being rolled out. And if you look at Israel, who have been rolling out the third vaccine dose, this was about just over a month ago, this article. But according to data from Israel's health ministry, which was published, 14 people who have received a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine were diagnosed with the coronavirus at least 7 days after receiving the third dose. And some of those booster vaccine people have actually wound up in hospital with COVID-19. Hopefully you get the picture that this is really about control. It's about getting people into a system that they can keep you coming back and reliant on, and they can keep tracking, tracing and monitoring you, and of course introducing you more and more to the social credit score system and passports, for which only the vaccinated will be included and unvaccinated people will be excluded and demonized, as has already happened in many places and continues to happen more and more, and you see it all over the place. Anyway, I think I'll just leave it at that for this video. Thanks for watching. Please like it and share it. And remember, A Minute to Midnight's run 100% by donations if you want to help. That's also awesome, and you can do that at our website. And the music used, I've written, played and recorded. And most importantly, keep our eyes on the Lord and make sure that we choose this day whom we will serve wisely and don't buckle under the pressure to serve the masters of the Great Reset, New World Order, Beast System, whatever you want to look at it as. We must realize that there is a spiritual war in play here. God bless, and hopefully we'll be back with another video in a few days' time.